Hello, Penny Droppers. As you know, I've been spending a lot of time thinking about the skills that people need to develop to be a better host, whether they're hosting a podcast, an event, or even a meeting. And the things people often talk to me about are things like wanting to sound clever, to sound smart, to sound witty, to be funny, to have the best tech, to make sure the space is right, to have charisma, all of those kind of things. And I mean, it makes sense. When we are hosting something, we want to make sure that our performance is good. But it's made me realize that I think it's really easy to spend a lot of time working on the wrong things when we want to become a better host. I've certainly done it. I reckon you've done it. And I think anyone who's ever hosted anything has done it. And it's when we get so focused on improving our own skills and performance that we forget that there are some other very important bits that are going to make the whole episode, event, or meeting work. And what happens is we end up with a calibration problem. So the bits aren't in sync, and then everything feels out of whack and clunky. And I first witnessed poor calibration during a game of Pictionary. Now, you see, my mum, she was a terrible Pictionary player. She was rubbish. She was so bad that we would bags not being her Pictionary partner. And look, if you haven't played Pictionary before, it's a board game where one person draws something and their partner or their team has to guess that thing that they've drawn. And for every correct answer, your team moves around the board and you're trying to beat the other teams to the end. Our family would play Pictionary whenever we'd go and stay at the beach. And I'll always remember one year when my uncle came to stay, and he's an architect. So he's a brilliant drawer. And it was like Mum almost dived on him when he walked in the door to bags him to be her secret weapon Pictionary partner. And he said yes, and she was so smug, thinking she had finally sorted out exactly what she needed to win the game. And that night we sat down to play, and the first card that came out was an all play. So this means all drawers are drawing and all guessers are guessing. It gets frantic, it gets noisy, but it also means that you can listen in and hear what the other teams are guessing. And although it's somewhat frowned upon, I'm pretty sure it's a legal technique. And so off we go, and Mum starts yelling out things like circle, then clock. However, she could hear us yelling out almost the complete opposite. We were yelling out things like square, cross, flag, Union Jack. Pretty soon, London. And London was the answer. And Mum just couldn't believe it. And I'll never forget her looking at my uncle and then looking down at what he'd drawn and pointing at it and saying, well, what's that? And he said, it's Big Ben. And it was. It was the most brilliant detailed drawing of the clock tower, Big Ben, that sits in the middle of London. But it was never going to help Mum guess the answer. And so this, my friends, is what I call a calibration problem. Mum and my uncle weren't in sync. And so just to push this metaphor a little bit further, which you know I love to do, being not in sync is when we get so busy thinking about what we're drawing that we forget to think about why we're drawing it, how we're drawing it, and who we're drawing it for. And I reckon this happens because of three reasons. We've forgotten our purpose. So Pictionary isn't about drawing masterpieces. It's meant to be about having fun and connecting. Similarly, being a good host isn't about making sure we sound good. It's about making sure the show sounds good and gives the audience what we promised them we would. The second thing, we've forgotten our audience. We can't be in our own head with everything we know and understand. We have to be able to get into our audience's head with everything that they know and understand so we can draw them the Union Jack. And again, being a good host isn't about showing people what we know and care about. It's about connecting in with our audience and what they know and care about so we can draw them, give them what they need. And finally, it could be because we've picked the wrong partner. Now, just because someone is a good architect, it doesn't mean they're a good Pictionary partner. Just saying, Mum. And the same is true for being a good host. It's about looking beyond titles when we pick our talent. We need to pick people who are more than just informed or experts. They also need to be in tune with our audiences and can communicate in a way that is interesting. So knowing our purpose, our audience, and how to pick our talent is the essence of calibration, of getting in sync and making sure everything feels in whack and not clunky. And the art of calibration is the skill that good hosts master before any others. And so once we've got that down, then we can move on to mastering those other key steps that we need to focus on before the show, event, or meeting even begins, which are navigation and preparation, which I'm going to get to over the next couple of weeks. Because for the next, I think, 8 more episodes, I'm focusing entirely on the things that we can do before, during, and after each show, each meeting, each event, each episode to make sure that you can be a better host. If you know somebody who is interested in upping their hosting skills, then I would love if you could share this episode or the one before or any of the Penny Drop episodes, actually, you know, I'm not picky, with them. You can grab their phone and rudely go into their podcast app, whatever one that is, and find the Penny Drop and just click follow. I would love that. You can send them a text. Maybe you could tag them in a post if you happen to be following me on LinkedIn. If you're not following me on LinkedIn, by the way, why not? May as well. It's a fun place to hang out some of the time. Anyway, I now am blubbering on and not being a good host. I will talk to you next week.